You just found Husband of a Homeschooling Mom podcast. Today's podcast, we're having a combined podcast between myself at husbandofahomeschoolingmom.com and Mr. David Allen from conversaving.com. David, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to have a combined discussion today about homeschooling issues.
Exactly. What we're going to be going into today is why we homeschool.
Well, you and I are husbands of homeschool moms. We participate in homeschooling ourselves, but you know, you and I were also both in public school, so people may wonder how we got involved with homeschooling. And you know, when I was growing up in school, it was school in Virginia where I went to public school, elementary all the way through high school, and you know, I'm not glorifying it. It was, you know, high school and all that was high school. It was a public school. You had all sorts of kids in there.
Right.
And I'm certainly not glorifying it, but it just seemed to be better than today's public schools. I mean, you'd have people smoking behind the building and things of that sort. You occasionally have somebody bring a pocket knife and put it in their locker and show you and get in trouble and maybe get suspended for something like that. But you didn't have the it seems like there's always this threat level of violence in schools. Every day there's some lockdown or something to that effect in today's school. And you just didn't seem to have that when I was in school. Of course, this was in the early to mid to late 80s is most of my public school experience. There seemed to be still an emphasis on learning when I was in school. You had teachers that were actually interested in teaching things, whether it be math, English, history, whatever. And most of the kids in there, I mean, there were some class clowns and some people that caused trouble occasionally, but it seemed like it was still an atmosphere of learning. I think in today's school, from what I see, it's mainly about crowd control and mind control, and there doesn't appear to be a whole lot of emphasis on learning, and that's a big problem that I have with the schools today. The Bible tells us to not be conformed to this world, so paraphrasing that, you're not to be running with the crowd, and all it is just crowd control in the schools, and I don't want to really have any part of that for my kids. I just have a big problem with that. The other thing is the mind control, what they selectively teach you and what they don't teach you, and there's certain social agendas in school that just don't really have a part in school. I mean, by the time you teach math well and English well and history well and all these subjects well, there really shouldn't be any time or room for social agendas that the parents didn't ask for in the first place. You know, I did not know a homeschooler. Wasn't really on my radar as far as what homeschooling was. So when I met my wife, who had been homeschooled since elementary school, it was a little bit of an adjustment, but I did not have a problem with her philosophy of wanting to teach our kids in a homeschool environment. That definitely agreed with me. I was not so much pro public school that I was resistant to the idea. I just felt it was a better fit for our kids, and they wouldn't have some of the scars a lot of the kids growing up in public school have with teasing and bullying and all the different things going on today in school. I wanted my kids to be more whole and well-rounded and be able to learn at their own pace and be able to go in depth with subjects that they wanted to. So when she proposed the idea to me, it really appealed to me, and we have not regretted it since.
I totally understand what you're talking about. When I started out in the homeschooling world, it was something I never really gave a whole lot of consideration to. I myself was a student of the public school system, went all the way through from kindergarten through high school.
Right.
And it was something different when my wife actually said that she wanted to homeschool our kids. I've always looked at it from the public school system side of saying, you know, it's really not that bad. But then after my wife, who went to college and got a degree in eighth grade math, to come back and teach in our local schools, and she would then come home at night and talk to me about the things that were going on,
mm-hmm.
requirements that were asked to be met by the teachers, which really was more to an agenda of making the school look better and not necessarily working on the kids' education. In doing that, I started to understand what she was talking about starting a homeschool curriculum here at our house. Since we've done that, it's been a great thing for our kids. A lot of people say, what about socialization with your kids? Your kids are going to be completely isolated from the rest of the world. Well, from what I've seen of the world, I don't mind my kids being isolated.
Right.
They're in a better place as far as I'm concerned, a more controlled environment, an environment of which we're in control of. One, I don't have to worry about other influences from kids. I don't have to worry about leaving my child, who is my responsibility, in the hands of another person. We have great teachers in the school system, but still, I'm taking my child and turning them over to another person for sometimes 7, 8, maybe 9 hours a day. And without my supervision there, I am not completely in control, nor do I know what's going to be taught or said to my kids.
Yes.
And this is a big thing for me because I like to know what my kids are being taught since it is my responsibility. As it says in Deuteronomy chapter 6, in verses 7 and 8 and 9, where it's talking about you should teach these things to your children. That is my responsibility as a father, as a parent, is to teach these things. Not only that, as a Christian, it is my responsibility to bring up a future generation that will be able to contribute to society in a way that would actually bring back the morals and beliefs of the country that we live in now and that the way it was founded. There's a quote that was done by Ron Paul when he was exiting Congress, and it says simply that, expect the rapidly expanding homeschooling movement to play a significant role in the revolutionary reforms needed to build a free society with constitutional protections. We cannot expect a federal government-controlled school system to provide the intellectual ammunition to combat the dangerous growth of government that threatens our liberties.
It's a really good quote.
And in doing this, in our part of homeschooling, David, I feel as though we are preparing our children to be that intellectual ammunition to actually go out and combat the dangers that are going on in our government right now. It gives them a chance, when they grow up, to be able to make a stand and go back to the foundational beliefs of this country and the way it was established, and hopefully bring a change back to our country once again.
I agree.
What we're doing here with this podcast, David, is we're trying to give the husbands, the other side of the homeschooling group there, a chance to learn and speak out about what they believe in the homeschooling world. Like in your house, David, what is a good way that you take part in the homeschooling?
Well, I help out with the lessons when I can. I get a chance to come home for lunch from my job, which is close by, and I can help out with editing papers and helping out with a math problem, things of that nature, and just, you know, trying to, you know, my wife's having a hard day with it, try to encourage her with it, and just, it's easy to lose sight of the big picture. You just need
right.
to have the big picture in your head, and a couple of rough days doesn't mean you're a failure as a homeschool mom or a homeschool dad.
Exactly.
You just need to keep track of the big picture.
And that's the big thing. You got to be able to share with your spouse what the big picture is, and both of you be in tune on that and go forward with it. Because if it's just one person who has the picture, it's not going to be a very good thing. And
yes.
that's one thing that many husbands don't do. They don't want to take in the picture of homeschooling. They think it's a one-sided picture or a one-sided conversation, when in reality, it needs to be a two-sided. And a big part of that is the dad's encouragement, enthusiasm, and help in homeschooling.
Yes, absolutely. I've enjoyed this first combined podcast, combining Conversaving, my blog, with your blog, Husband of a Homeschooling Mom.
Absolutely.
I look forward to having some more combined podcasts in the future, discussing some issues of the homeschooling experience more in depth, and maybe even take some calls or some questions from other homeschooling dads out there. They're actually out there. I know they are. It's not just me and you.
They hide away, David. They're kind of like the Unabomber. They sneak off somewhere and don't really want anybody to know who they are or what's going on. But you know, many dads out there who are in the homeschooling field also face issues in their own house.
Yes.
And if you want to submit your questions to us, and we'll bring them up and ask other people what they do, or we'll give you our advice on how we handle the issues in our home, you can send your questions to husbandofahomeschoolingmom@gmail.com or
conversaving@gmail.com.